What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look. These are some of the news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Although several points on the Inter-American Highway in Chiriquí and Veraguas were reopened on Monday night, dozens of trucks with food have not been able to reach their destinations, including Merca, Panama. In the morning yesterday, Augusto Jimenez, a producer from Tierras Altas, reported that dozens of trucks were trapped at the entrance of Atalaya in Veraguas. Jimenez reported that these products left Tierras Altas on Monday at 6 in the morning, bound for Merca, Panama, but they were trapped in the closure. In the province of Chiriquí, more than 12 closed points are reported from the entrance of Pan de Chocha to the entrance of Volcan. Likewise, in Veraguas, there are 10 other blocked sectors. Various groups are still in the streets protesting and closing roads in rejection of the mining contract. Yoris Morales, a Merca Panama merchant, reported in the morning the arrival of trucks with products was almost non-existent. Actually, the trucks couldn't get in. Some who were on the road were able to, said Morales, who added that merchandise was received through the improvised ports that were being enabled for loading. But the shipment from Tierras Altas, the fort that the caravan was talked about, has not arrived, and that as far as we know, it will be difficult to get there quickly. Morales explained that they had been informed about 45 vehicles, including containers and trucks, were going to arrive from Cerro Punta. That was going to provide a fairly important supply, and we're still waiting for them to arrive. Meanwhile, from Merca, Panama, it was reported that Tuesday, 123 vehicles with cargoes from different provinces entered from Panama Oeste, Darien, Veraguas, Los Santos, Chiriquí, and Bocas del Toro. The country is experiencing a situation of uncertainty and anarchy that is generating accumulated losses of $1.7 billion for the economy, which is also increasing day by day. This was warned by Ruben Castillo Gil, president of the National Council of Private Enterprise, CONEP, who pointed out that if this stoppage due to road blockades continues, 15,000 jobs that traditionally open at this time temporarily in many businesses will no longer be generated. It also states that 10% of small and medium-sized businesses, they're not going to survive. There are sectors that intend to destroy the productive apparatus, and is a signal being sent from an insecure country full of uncertainty. We cannot allow this. That is why we created the initiative to liberate Panama, said Castillo. The president of CONEP insisted that one cannot wait patiently to see how the future of the nation is affected, which is why he urged that the government and the president of the republic, Laurentino Cortizo, uphold the law and guarantee the continuity of democracy. Businessmen indicated that the way out is participatory democracy. We support peaceful protests, and the majority knows that they should wait for the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice, but not block the streets. Castillo indicated that this scenario, well, the minimum wage meetings have not even taken place. We're entering a very complex dynamic for companies that are affected by the conditions that are occurring. The president of CONEP points out that the situation is quite critical and demanded that the government apply the law. If we continue with this dynamic in which anarchy rules the country, as a society we will become an unviable country, he warned. And he insisted that the business fabric cannot be allowed to be affected. Operations in the logistics sector are at half speed. Investments in many sectors are on hold, waiting for a way out of this crisis, the businessman mentioned. The image of the country has deteriorated, warned CONEP. Elias Suarez from the National Council of Coexistence Housing Promoters maintained that it is imperative to free Panama. We cannot continue to allow jobs to be lost. A company that closes does not recover. This fight cannot continue happening. We need authorities present. The president of the Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, Carlos Allen, indicated that all the recovery investments that have been achieved until September are now at risk because the blockades generate absenteeism from work. Supplies do not reach the works, and therefore projects or half-machine work are paralysed. The situation worsens in the interior of the country. On the other hand, 91-octane gasoline and diesel, that's going to maintain the fixed price of $3.25 per gallon until the 14th of December, in accordance with what was approved on Tuesday by the Cabinet Council. The government reported that the benefit for consumers will come into effect this Wednesday. The executive recalled that this decision, the effects of Article 1 of Cabinet Resolution No. 60 of the 19th of May of 2022, which temporarily stabilises the price of fuel, are extended. The government agreed on the fuel subsidy with the social groups that were protesting the high cost of living in July of 2022. In previous months of that year, it had also been approved to subsidise fuel consumption in public, commercial and agricultural sectors. The difference is assumed by the state before the shipping companies. Now, it could be noted that 95-octane gasoline is no longer in its subsidy plan and has been sold at regular price since last April. According to data from the Authority for Government Innovation, since the measure came into effect for private vehicles in July of 2022, $290.6 million have been subsidised. Meanwhile, the subsidy for collective agricultural and commercial transportation, which has been given since June of 2022, amounts to $201.5 million. Shopping centres, well, they've lost 70% of customer traffic during the last 4 weeks as a result of street closures and protests. Given the current situation, we face the risk that many business owners will be forced to lay off staff to mitigate the effects of the social crisis we're going through. More than 15,000 temporary employment positions, characteristically associated with the end-of-the-year season, have already been rejected and will not be filled, revealed the Panamanian Association of Shopping Centres. Nadki Duque, a member of this organisation, emphasised to La Prensa that the situation is unsustainable. It went from being a peaceful and legitimate demonstration in the streets to become a kidnapping. At the national level, shopping centres handle an average of 300,000 visitors per month, so a drop of more than 50% will obviously have repercussions. The purchase of merchandise, temporary hiring and the rental of more commercial spaces stopped. Tourists do not arrive, while businesses have had to coexist in an atmosphere of chaos. During the first days of the protest, where acts of vandalism were seen and have represented losses and new expenses in terms of security, Duque pointed out. The country's dairy sector has recorded the loss of at least 420,000 litres of milk in Chiriquí since the road closures began on the 23rd of October to protest against mining. Carlos Elessier Argueta, Vice President of the National Chamber of Cargo Transport, confirmed that in a first trip, 8 trucks, 240,000 litres of milk were lost that could not be delivered for processing. Later, another contingent, 6 trucks, with 180,000 litres, could not be distributed either, for a total of 420,000 litres that have been discarded in the Chiricana province. We currently have 640,000 more litres in collection centres, which if they do not open between today and tomorrow, will also be lost, said Argueta, who reported that they distribute the product for 3 milk companies. Between sectors such as Tierra Altos and the various points on the Inter-American Highway, closures are maintained by groups calling for the repeal of Law 406, which establishes that contract between the state and Minera for the exploitation of copper in Donoso in Colón. And that gives you an idea of the damage that these people are doing, which in all honesty has nothing to do with mining, because we have to wait for the Supreme Court. Well, that's it. That's our run-up. That's our line-up. Some of the items that have been here in the local news in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.